620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOA News Time 8:59, which means it's Newsmaker 2 time here in this busy 8 o'clock hour today. We're pleased to be joined by Heather Elward of the Women's Life Center at Newman Regional Health this morning.
Heather, good morning.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Outstanding. Well, it's been a couple of weeks, but we wanted to get your thoughts here on a recent announcement here through the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, a partnership with the Kansas Hospital Association and the Kansas Midwives Alliance, which essentially gives really high marks here for Newman Regional Health, getting the all-around best of the best for its work here with helping kids.
Yes, we're just super excited. You know, we've worked really hard to improve these rates, and to be nominated and to win all around best of the best is just really exciting. It shows the dedication of our nursing staff and our lab staff.
So what does this entail, Heather?
So really, we earned recognition in 4 more categories to get the all-around best of the best. So it's the newborn screening, which is those rare conditions, you know, that can be serious, but you don't necessarily can't look at a baby and just say, oh, that baby has that defect. So we test the congenital heart screening, looking for heart defects, their hearing screen, checking for hearing problems, and then their PKU screening, the newborn screening, which is a blood test that looks for like 34 metabolic and genetic conditions. So we actually got in all 4 of those categories. We scored really high.
Outstanding.
There's only 3.
Heather, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the work of the Women's Life Center here and kind of use the award as a dovetail into exactly what the Women's Life Center provides here for moms, newborns, and families here across the area.
You know, we have a great prenatal program that we, you know, want all of our moms to come to our Becoming a Mom program. We offer services, you know, for delivery. We try to get that home-like setting, you know, and we also offer a level 2 nursery that allows for those babies that do have those problems to get care here in our community and keep them here.
Heather, how busy are you? busy have you been here, I guess, over the last couple of years?
Yes, we're actually up over 20 deliveries from last year, so that's really exciting that we're, you know, seeing some more babies being delivered here, so that's exciting.
Over 20 deliveries. What's that put the overall number so far?
So we're at 360.
For this year?
Yes.
Boy, that's
is that pretty much, it's up from last year, but what's your average out there generally?
We average 1.2 a day if you would divide them by the days, but they usually come in like 5 a day and then none for a couple days. So we seem to have babies around the moon and, I don't know, weather.
Well, I guess. I guess. You know, I was just thinking I wouldn't have guessed that many births.
Yes.
Up here when you're averaging like a baby a day. What, a baby and a half a day?
Exactly.
Wow. Heather, what is the process for families coming into the Women's Life Center? You mentioned here the excellent prenatal program, but tell folks kind of what you're recommending here for families using Newman Regional Health to deliver those babies, how they go through the process and, you know, leading up to and then past the delivery and past the birth.
I mean, I think we just offer great services here. We have a wonderful nursing staff that really works with it, and our physicians are amazing, you know, just trying to make that birth as specific as they want it. We try to cater to what they desire and make it their birth experience, not ours.
Well, how excited were you to receive this recognition from a KDHE?
I was very excited. You know, through a pandemic, you know, we've had other things that we've been working on, and along with this is something we've done for years and years, but we worked really hard with KDHE in 2019. And so to see that effort that we made, you know, and we maintained that, I think is wonderful. So it tells you that our staff's really dedicated.
Outstanding. Well, Heather, thanks so much for your time with us today, but also thank you and your staff for your work here for families across the KVUE listening area, and looking forward to the overall final as far as the number of deliveries are concerned, and great things for you guys next year.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right, waiting for that first baby of 2022 now, too.
Oh, man.
I know. It'll be here
away.
Before you know it.
Thanks, Heather.
All right. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Heather Elward, who is the director of the Women's Life Center at Newman Regional Health, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget that tomorrow we have KVUE News Year in Review, KVUE Sports Year in Review, taking place in the 8 o'clock hour. And sandwiched in between, we'll have our Newsmaker 2 slot. Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Janine McKenna looking ahead to something else in January. That's the Chamber's annual meeting. So that'll be coming up probably around 8:30 tomorrow here on KVUE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777. It's 903.
He wants new hunting gear, but you don't know where to start. She wants new boots.